Activist John J. Hooker says he intends to fight a Nashville judge's ruling that he does not have the right to die. He says Tennessee laws that prevent doctors from providing life-ending medications to terminally ill patients violate the state constitution. Chancellor Carol McCoy ruled Hooker and his doctors lack the legal standing to challenge the state's ban on a physician-assisted suicide.
In other words, I got no right to raise the question. Well, if I don't, then no sick person does.
Hooker, a two-time Democratic nominee for governor, has been diagnosed with cancer and told he had about 6 months to live. He's disappointed in how long it took McCoy to reach her conclusion.
It's astonishing to me that Judge McCoy took almost 90 days to decide a matter in which my life and the life of many other people's is on the line. And she could have decided this from the bench on day one.
Hooker now plans to ask the Tennessee Supreme Court to take up his appeal immediately. Meanwhile, Hooker has been looking for support in other places. He received a report this week from a Davidson County grand jury that backs his right to die. He hopes it'll convince state lawmakers to act when they reconvene in January. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.